Bunyip Fire, believed to have wiped at least one town off the map, also generated its own weather system, which fed the fire with extreme winds. Dean Scarbossa, meteorologist on the Severe Weather Desk with the Bureau of Meteorology. That'd be a serious outfit. Mm. Dean, good morning to you.
Good morning.
I reckon we spoke to someone from the Bureau at the time of Black Saturday, and they made reference to a thing called, I think, was it pyrocumulus or something like that? Clouds that are caused by fire?
Yeah, no, that's right. We do see pyrocumulus and also more rarely pyrocumulonimbus clouds, and with rather large and intense fires. And in this case, the Bunyip State Park fire, and also more spectacularly, the Lacola fire produced very large and explosive pyrocumulonimbus clouds.
Okay, and do they work in a good way? In other words, do you generate clouds that put the fire out, or do they generate weather systems that make the fire worse?
Now, typically, these type of clouds actually make firefighting activities much more difficult. And that can occur because of four main things, really. They can change the fire direction and the intensity, essentially creating their own weather system, if you like to think of it that way. They can also produce spot fires, so loft embers high up into the atmosphere, which are then ejected and blown downwind. Mm. For example, Black Saturday, we saw spot fires occurring about 30 kilometres from the parent fire, can produce lightning as well, which can start new fires and produce damaging or even destructive downburst winds. And these are really the main risks for firefighters on the ground, because it can produce quite abrupt changes in wind direction, but can also change the direction of those spot fires as well.
Can it produce any rain?
It can produce rain, however, they are typically quite high in the atmosphere, and that means most of the rain evaporates before reaching the ground, particularly if it's falling over the fire site where the heat is quite large. And it's this evaporation process that actually produces the quite gusty, windy conditions.
Right. It's just the way the universe is constructed. Mm. Dean, we thank you very much for your time. Can we ask one question in parting? We've all had a lottery in here.
Sure.
Where do the Scarbossas come from originally?
Ah, right, okay. We come from a small town called Cittadella up in northern Italy.
Thanks, punters. I win the lottery. Good on you, Dean. Continue your good work.
No worries. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
We had a range of guesses here. Damien the Italian didn't go with it. We had Malta. Where else did we have? Turkmenistan. We had all sorts of guesses.